Welcome to the January 16th hearing of the local government. This hearing is being televised on the Cal Channel, and if everyone would please turn, everyone back there, the whole group, just turn off your cell phones. I would like to introduce this morning and have everyone in the committee meet Adrian Ali Sullivan, a new Senate fellow who is working for us this year as a committee consultant. Last year we had Sophie, who turned out to be such a wonderful consultant, and now we have Adrian here. So, and Alvia Diaz, would you please call the roll to establish a quorum?
Senators Negrete McLeod.
Here.
Negrete McLeod here. Cox.
Here.
Cox here. Harmon.
Here.
Harmon here. Cajo. Or Kehoe.
Here.
Kehoe here. Machado.
We have a quorum. And today our only bill that was being heard is SB 301 by Senator Romero. Romero, would you care to present?
Good morning. I would like to begin by thanking the committee for your analysis of this bill, and I would like to accept the technical amendment that was suggested by staff, as well as the amendment in reference to comment 4 of the analysis to eliminate completely the sunset for annexations. And I hope that maybe we could have some kind of a conversation as to this issue with respect to elimination of a sunset overall in terms of those going through incorporation. But that's not a committee suggestion, but when my witness comes up, maybe we can have this conversation overall. I'd also like to add Assembly Members Dimely and Laird as co-authors of the measure as well. So this bill will extend the sunset date for newly incorporated cities to access available VLF funds until July 1st, 2014, eliminate the sunset date to allow cities annexing inhabited areas to access available VLF funds. There is no opposition to the measure, and eliminating the sunset, I believe, will provide cities, those who want to go through this democratic process with a small d to become cities with a reliable funding source, not tapping the general fund, but its own protected pocket of money. I think it's good government, and I would respectfully ask for an aye vote. There's many in support. There's no opposition.
Do we have any questions from any of the members? A witness is in support, please.
Good morning, Senators, and Happy New Year. My name is Bill Scheid. I'm Executive Director of the California Association of Local Agency Formation Commissions. We come in support of SB 301. My board and LAFCO's overall are supportive of keeping tools for local communities to be able to decide their local governance. And one of those two of those tools are annexation and incorporations. However, with the changes that resulted from Prop 1A, most incorporations and many annexations without the VLF subventions are impossible. And by law, LAFCOs are not able to approve an incorporation unless it's fiscally viable. Because of AB 1601, which we're discussing today, we've been able to process incorporations. I believe there's going to be 5 of them on ballots in California this year. But there's no reason to expect that there won't continue to be incorporations and annexations in the future. We see at least 8 incorporations that are in various stages of petition gathering. We know of another 13 where communities are meeting, but probably won't come to the petition stage until sometime into the future. As Senator Romero discussed, this is also critical for annexations. There is no fiscal finding that LAFCO has to do, but LAFCO can't approve an annexation until the city and the county agree on a property tax exchange agreement. Having this tool in place really helps that agreement and encourages annexations of inhabited areas into communities. We're very much in support of the bill. We very much support the elimination of the sunset for annexations. We would ask you to consider also limiting the sunset for incorporations, but at least the extension allows those that are in process to continue and to have the ability for LAFCO to find them fiscally viable. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
If I might just add one more thing, too. I think really what we're both saying is that without this elimination or extension of the sunset, at a minimum, We will not see any new city ever in California. And so there's the absolute need to extend the sunset. I think there's actually merit and argument to say, if it's good policy overall, then why not just eliminate completely? But that's a conversation we'll have with the committee.
Okay. Are there any questions? Okay, the bill has been moved. Is there any opposition to this bill? Yes.
What's wrong if there's no more new cities?
Well, Mr. Machado, I don't know who you represent, but there is a yearning to have local government. Local government is the most accessible form of government. And we find many pockets throughout California, pockets that are unincorporated, that wish to move forward or to be annexed onto. So it really is a challenge for those communities to say, if this is what we want to do, to form a more perfect type of government that can represent us, then we in Sacramento should not deny that at all.
Well, remember, I represent counties that would like to keep the rural nature of their county in place without having urban sprawl that tends to come in and create complications for the economy that sustains them, which is agriculture.
And absolutely, and you know what? This bill has nothing to do about whatever city planning might take place in those jurisdictions. It simply says that for those entities, for those areas, those people that want to move forward, that opportunity, like it's always been in the past, is there.
That brings me to a question, through the chair, perhaps, to my colleague more than to the author. Does the sprawl bring on the incorporation, or the incorporation bring on the sprawl? I think some of these trends happen independent of the incorporation measure, and we find pockets of very densely developed communities that have really no local government, and they're trying to work with county government on urban type issues. And so, you know, I think there's some merit to the issue you're bringing up, Senator.
Well, I'm not taking issue to your bill.
I knew you weren't. You were just giving me a hard time.
It's out of love.
Okay, no. Seeing no further questions from the members, call for the vote, please.
The motion is to pass as amended and refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Senators Negrete McLeod.
Aye.
Negrete McLeod, aye. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Machado.
Aye.
Machado, aye.
Bill is out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And with that, seeing that everyone is here, this committee hearing is over.